You're listening to SBS News.
They're a political odd couple, but left-leaning Andrew Wilkie and hard-right George Christensen agree on one thing, that Julian Assange shouldn't be sent to the United States. Together, they walked into London's Belmarsh prison to speak with the WikiLeaks founder. An hour and a half later, they emerged, concerned about his well-being ahead of extradition proceedings. Mr. Christensen said the Australian has been feeling the effects of prolonged isolation.
It was clear to us that his mental state isn't good. It was clear to us that his health isn't good. And when I asked him, how are you doing? I said, I don't mean to be flippant, but how are you doing? And his words were immediately not good. Enough is enough. Leave our bloke alone and let him come home.
Mr. Assange has been held in the high-security jail since April last year after being dragged out of the Ecuadorian embassy in London, his home for the previous 7 years. He faces 18 charges in the US, including conspiracy to hack government computers, and could spend decades behind bars if found guilty. Andrew Wilkie is an independent MP.
I walk out of Belmarsh in absolutely no doubt that he has become a political prisoner in this country and that the US is determined to extradite him to the US to get even.
Relations between the UK and US have been strained recently over Washington's refusal to extradite the wife of an American diplomat who allegedly hit and killed a British teenager with her car. The incident prompted British Prime Minister Boris Johnson to say this in Parliament last week.
The Honourable Gentleman has a point in his characterisation of our extradition arrangements with the United States, and I do think that there are elements of that relationship that are unbalanced, and I certainly think that it is worth looking at.
Mr. Assange's supporters hope the transatlantic tensions could help the Australian. Andrew Wilkie says the extradition treaty between the UK and US is laughable.
It seems that every time the US wants someone out of the UK, whoever is in the UK Prime Minister's chair sort of nods and says yes. And every time the UK says to Washington, we want someone back, sorry, you can't have them. This is an opportunity for the UK to assert its sovereignty by making its own decision about Julian Assange.
Julian's father, now based in London, was also at the prison today. John Shipton wants his son to be freed until a final decision on extradition is made.
There's no reason at all why Julian continues to be in Belmarsh prison. He can come home to us and spend the time with his family while the court case is on. So I urge the relevant minister to just give me a call and I'll get a taxi and come and pick Julian up and take him home.
But given Mr. Assange's prior conviction for skipping bail, it's almost certain that won't happen. The extradition hearing begins on Monday and will be heard in two parts. The second part won't begin until May. Whatever the result, an appeal is likely and the case could drag on for years. The current WikiLeaks editor, Kristen Hrafnsson, says life in prison has improved slightly for Mr. Assange.
Thanks to the pressure from his legal team, mostly behind the scenes, from the general public, and amazingly, actually, from other inmates in Belmarsh prison who have on three occasions petitioned the governor to get him out of isolation. So there's more humanity actually among hardened criminals in Belmarsh prison than when you find on the outside.
Even Mr. Assange's biggest supporters admit he's a polarising figure, George Christensen using this colourful expression.
And there's a lot of Australians on the left and on the right that think Julian Assange is a rat bag, right? I'm a rat bag, I love rat bags, that's great. But you know what? He's our rat bag.
But for now, there's no sign the Australian or British governments will step in, preferring to let justice run its lengthy course. In London, Ben Lewis, SBS News.